lucky for you, that's what I like, that's what I like. I'm so into you, I can barely. All right, let's kick it off with Alex. What are you into this week?
All right, so I cannot believe that I am saying this. I swear to God, if you have ever listened to the show for any length of time, you know I do not do MLMs. I don't. What I don't like any MLM stuff.
Oh, multi-level marketing.
Yes, but...
well, what if it works?
I accidentally was trapped into trying something, and now I do really love it. This may be the one and only time I ever say something about this. So I was at dinner for a girlfriend's birthday, my friend Danielle. She sells this brand called Beauty Counter. And I just needed some lotion while we were sitting at the table. So I just said, does anyone have lotion? She said, yes. She just hands me this. You know, she wasn't trying to sell it to me or anything. So I used it because nobody else had any. It is the Beauty Counter Citrus Mimosa Hand Cream. It's about $18 for 3 fluid ounces. As soon as I put this on, I said, oh my gosh, this is the best lotion, like one of the best lotions I've ever used. So there's a few lotions that I really like. I've talked about Aveeno that you've heard me talk about on the show. But right now, just for kind of a fun smelling lotion, this Beauty Counter Citrus Mimosa Hand Cream is my favorite. It does not immediately get soaked up by my skin. I have the driest skin all over my body. My face skin is always dry. I can never hydrate it enough. My body, my hands.
Your butt itches all the time.
My butt, yes. And so this cream, though, really hydrates my hands. And it doesn't like immediately go away. Like my hands feel comfortable for like at least several hours. So this will be up on our Instagram story for you to swipe up and purchase if you would like at Joe and Alex Show. The Beauty Counter Citrus Mimosa Hand Cream. Pork Chop, for this week, you're the only other person on the show that has something you're really into. So what is yours?
Arby's just came out with these Oreo Bites. And they're so delicious.
Really? Oh, like, what is an Oreo bite? What do you mean?
You know what, maybe from Dunkin' Donuts, you know what a munchkin is?
Yeah, a little circle thing.
Yeah, you know, like, the chocolate frosted ones? It's kind of like that. It's like a warm chocolate ball with cream filling.
Interesting.
But it's like Oreo, and oh my gosh.
How much is it? Like, less than $5?
Yeah, I want to say, well, I got it for free, actually, because a coupon came in the mail.
A coupon?
Yeah.
Okay.
So. How many balls did you put?
It was four. Or was
four.
It five?
Five. Five balls, all right.
I never go to Arby's. Maybe I should start.
Well, they have the meats. You should consider it. Ashley, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and what are you into this week?
So yesterday I found this new song by Lil Peep, and I love McConaughey. I don't know how to say
his name. Yeah, I love
McConaughey.
Yeah.
And Fall Out Boy, and it's called I've Been Waiting. And it's a really, really great song.
That is the most random combination of artists I think I've ever heard
of. I know, but I guess Lil Peep liked Fall Out Boy when he was growing up, so I don't know.
Where
I did it
go?
As like a commemorative kind of thing, but it's really great. You should definitely play it.
All right, thank you, Ashley. We appreciate that.
I am going to listen because it's so random and weird.
You can let us know what you're into. Send us a tweet at Joe and Alex Show.